Right, we are here at the 2018 Nakuso Network conference, and basically we're at Disneyland.
We are indeed.
We're here with Kirk Kortoleski from Best Innovation Group. How are you, Kirk?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Thanks for asking. We got David Robinson in there doing his keynote right now. So it's exciting here today. There's a good buzz around here. What have you been hearing in the hallway so far?
Well, it is a great buzz, right? Nakuso has been hitting its own now for several years, but you see Nakuso is just being generated now. Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of those around data analytics these days, but it really is a prime time for credit unions. You see some organizations like CU Ledger and Constellation raising money being out there and exciting new CUSOs, and you see a lot of energy around credit unions looking for investment opportunities or looking for services. So it's a great time for CUSOs.
I know you're here with John Best, obviously. What do you guys want to accomplish here? What do you guys want to take back to Big and what are your goals for the show, basically?
Yeah, so our goals revolve around the CUSOs that are being developed or already in the marketplace for data analytics. As you know, and you helped us put out recently a survey on data analytics and the growth of analytic strategies within credit unions. We started the first of its kind in the industry. We're going to be doing them every 6 months. The report that we just sent out was the first one of those. But there is a real energy, and there's a good reason for that energy, around data analytics, strategies, and assessments and tools. The strategy part is so crucial right now because the competition is doing it. If you look at any of the large banks, you can see this amazing devotion to data, decisioning tools, and analytic results. Credit unions understand this. They're hearing it. There are great new firms in the marketplace. Our friends at On Approach, Advantage Analytics, some firms that are dedicated to this, to working with credit unions and getting this right. What we see and what the survey told us is that while there is a broad awareness, 70% of the credit unions are starting to think about it and invest in it in some level. There isn't a great deal of strategy. So 50%, the good news, the half full answer, right, is that 50% of the credit unions have started to form a strategy. A little bit scarier news is that 45% have not.
They got to get going with this. It's kind of like I see this being kind of synonymous with the digital journey that credit unions need to embark on as well. So they're kind of going hand in hand, right?
Well, and I think you've seen it better than anybody because you do these interviews, right? And you've been doing these interviews now, I would say, 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 years on data analytics, right?
Yeah.
Right? And you mention it and you talk about it, and I've seen your interviews with some of the key people in the industry here. And so it's been there, and it's generated this enthusiasm and buzz. But now is the time for real strategy and assessments and tools and budgeting and planning to get a return, right? And so we're past that sort of enthusiasm and energy phase of hearing about it and knowing the competition's doing something, and now we've got to do something.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because I facilitated a future of data analytics session yesterday, and it was fascinating just to hear them talking about what you need to do, what are some of the challenges, the hurdles that credit unions are experiencing right now, and then basically the message is just get started, you know, just baby steps. Just get it, start small, and then it just grows from there.
I was in there. You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
And for doing that. But we heard real stories of how organizations had taken hypothesis and put it into real value to members and return. But the main theme is exactly as you said, it's get started. It's a learning process. Yeah. It's a strategy, it's a culture, and it's a learning process. It is the tools are crucial to getting it right, but they're secondary. And if you don't get started in it, because think about how all of us have made decisions over time before the advent of iPhones, having the world of information in our hands, and before we were able to just, with data access, be able to look up where we want to go on a map or what the best movie is or what the best restaurant is, right? We got that word from word of mouth or single sources or individual experience. Now all of that's available, but that's a very different way of thinking about each problem. And that's what we try to help credit unions do these days, is think about the strategy of it, the first implementation of it, how to culturalize decisions, and how to assess the data and the governance and the tools that they need. then they move forward from there with implementation with partners and fintechs.
What are some of their, we asked them there, what are some of the hurdles that credit unions are experiencing? What have you heard on this front? What are some challenges that credit unions are experiencing getting going with their data analytics?
Well, I think first is that there is this sort of push and pull between, is it a project or is it strategy? Right. So as a project, people internally want to say, well, if we're going to spend X amount of money, what is that immediate return, or what is that return in the next 6 months? It's not that easy, because it requires a learning process. There's a learning curve to how you ask decisions and how you move forward. And because investment in the tools, there is a baseline creation of the tool set that doesn't have to be spent again, but has to be set up initially.
Right, right.
And then the return starts to come. And it starts to come in asking the questions you heard in your presentation yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? The great one about looking at simple data, looking at how houses are being sold in a marketplace, comparing that to your members, and then comparing that to, by sending out a digital marketing piece about, or if you're thinking about moving, look at us for a loan.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Those are the types of things that become iterative, and each of those pieces then add value to the credit union. By each alone, though, they're not going to justify the investment in the beginning. So that's why it's a strategy and a culture, not just a simple project to get to X.
Right.
When you're dealing with, from my perspective, when you're dealing with data analytics, you're in it for the long haul. I mean, this isn't just kind of a one-off type of thing. This is kind of a forever thing now, right?
Yeah.
So I would see there's a strategy behind it.
That's exactly it, right? Yeah. So it is a different way of making decisions, which is really hard, right? I mean, that's the thing. We're changing who we are, but the my analogy that works for me is that it really is thinking about, now, can I just ask my phone for that information versus what I used to do, or whatever else, whatever process I would go through. If you think about it in terms of that, then you can start to understand the efficiency of where you'll be at what you'll reach to in that strategy of data.
I'm thinking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of going from Encyclopedia Britannica to Google, you know?
Right. Or from a library to what's in your hand, right? And so, it has become second nature to us over these last 10 years. And so will it be internally with this.
Yeah.
But we've got to get started. You have to buy that first device.
Right.
You have to get comfortable with looking things up in the internet in the 90s and now the device in 2000s. That's where we are right now in the industry. Whether I was the CEO of a credit union, or whether I'm doing strategy work, or whether I'm consulting with a fintech, all of the things we do, I will tell you that the most important thing you can do right now is to think about data. It is the competitive tool, and the digital platform for using it is the competitive tool of the future.
No doubt.
How do you see the rest of the year shaping up? I kind of want to wrap up here. I mean, how do you see the rest of the year shaping up with data analytics? Because, I mean, it seems like it's kind of evolving by the minute. You know, there just seems to be so many changes.
So that's so important, right? Because it is evolving. We're now talking about machine learning and artificial intelligence, predictiveness, data lakes versus data marts, and all sorts of real terms and real services. The project that I'm active in is distributed ledger, and how is blockchain going to connect up with data to make it more secure? All of those pieces are afloat. For credit unions, the important thing, I think, is to do an assessment of where you are right now. Think about what, as you start forming your strategy for 19 or for the remainder of 18, how data is going to fit into it. Start thinking about a long-range strategy, and in a short term, start experimenting with data. Bring in thought processes for business analysis. What's going on? I think that's what you can do in the next 6 months to make it real in 19.
This seems like kind of the maturity of credit unions, you know, because we're kind of going from, I don't know, hey, we're excited about a new drive-through, you know. Now it's like, hey, now we really know our members and what they need, what they want, their wants and desires, all that good stuff. So.
Right. And it's so important, because what big banks have done has been tremendously successful with it, right? And so if we don't adapt, it's going to be a challenge for us to continue to provide the quality of service that we hold so near and dear. And there are good examples out there, right? There's some large credit unions and some middle-sized credit unions, and now some CUSOs that are really starting to move forward on this. And so it is the time to do it. And we think the industry is ready to do it based on the survey that we've seen.
Very cool.
And look forward to more results from the survey as well every 6 months. So this is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Kirk, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. Always appreciate it.